Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Yeah, it wasn't a matter of fatigue. You know, Dallas jumped us. Their shot making, for sure. But they also had 17 in transition, you know, in the first half. And yeah, our offense was a little bit funky. Some of that is to be, you know, not expected, but you have to weather some of these storms. You know, as we're incorporating guys back in and, you know, some of the lineups, I'm not even saying that as an excuse, but we have a formula of how we can win games. And it's not necessarily the easiest way, but we've proven we can win games, get teams in the mud, and make it really tough. But it takes a great emotional, physical, spiritual, connected commitment. It does, to be able to do that. But we've also proven that when we do that, the energy changes for us offensively. We have a great group. We have a very competitive locker room. Our guys want, we all want the same thing. And sometimes, you know, this league it can just really humble you. And that's what happened tonight. So we're going to regroup. We've had to do that several times this year, and we keep on finding a way to bounce back. And that's what we're going to do. We're going to focus on the next 48 hours to get ready for another battle. I don't even care what's going on in the standings. I just want, you know, our team playing the way we're capable of playing. And that's what we're going to look to do these last two games.
All right, Woody, you are very creative this morning. We say good morning to everybody. A combination there of Eric Spoelstra. Boy, Dallas came out like, hey, man, we're as good as anybody in basketball right now. We're going to keep it going against you, and played that way, especially to start that game. Kyrie and Luka, even though he got in foul trouble, had a big night as well, almost a triple-double. Kyrie was just as good as there is one-on-one. Just tremendous. Those guys, will get into more of that. And then that second part is the first round of the Masters, which, by the way, for golfers out there that get up early and want to punch Hollywood in the mouth because he purposely butchers those names, that's just, I just want to let you know, he knows the names. Xander Schauffele, I know he likes to say, you know, turn it into an ice cream or something. Don't worry. What do you say? What do you call John Rahm? What would you have for him?
I'm just trying to help the sport's popularity and call him Johnny Rahm.
Johnny Rahm, that's it.
So I don't know if you listen to any of the overnight show, but she was asking who's more recognizable, Scottie Scheffler or Caitlin Clark. It's kind of a silly question, but
you know what?
I would have laughed before,
but I got to tell you.
If Scottie Scheffler walked in here right now, I wouldn't recognize him.
Well.
Would you?
I would, because I'm one of the million people or whatever the number is on a normal PGA event that watches. So I do watch, and I do know how good he is. And, yes, he doesn't have a lot of personality, which or that it thing that the number one player – listen, we haven't had anything that's had the it thing since Tiger. You know, it just doesn't happen. And by the way, Caitlin's the same way. Like, there's probably women that are just as good that are playing in college basketball. I mean, we saw some players in the other games leading up to the finals that they played against, because that's the only college basketball I watch, who she's been playing against at Iowa, playing for Iowa. She's just got that thing. Like, you can't explain it. You can't just give it to a girl and a little bit like Tua. Like the Tua thing. Like, we can say whatever we want, but Tua does anything, it becomes a national story. You know, and he gets treated, you know, like he's done a lot of stuff in football. And it's some women have it, some don't. Sometimes it's hard to explain. Besides, by the way, it's not for her because she's got every record there is, and her style of play and some of the games she's had, and breaking, obviously, college basketball records is a little different situation. But we got a lot of stuff to get to. You have a favorite, by the way, for the Masters? You want to go? Everybody knows it's seven or eight favorites.
You saw me put my bet in yesterday.
I did.
Do you know who my favorite is?
I forgot who.
Tiger Woods.
Oh, Tiger. I'm sorry. I forgot.
Yeah.
You're going back and forth.
I told you they were giving up a little freebie on the Hard Rock app.
You asked me three times yesterday.
I know. You said very convincingly that
has no shot to win.
You don't even think he finishes the first couple rounds.
He hasn't. So I said there's two bets, and they're not very good. But one is not winning the tournament. Tiger's not going to win this tournament. The second one, does he make the cut? And I don't know if he does that because he hasn't. He hasn't played outside of hitting golf balls in the backyard or his local club up there in Jupiter.
At 100-1, I was willing to take the
okay. Gamble. And then the third one, does he finish because of injury? We've seen him.
That sport needs him. So I guys want to, you know, help him, give him a little boost or whatever.
Isn't it amazing after all these years? You're right, Woody.
That he's the only relevant golfer?
He and listen, when we had Tiger, we kind of had Phil. So Phil was kind of. You could like one or the other, and it's kind of good, you know. It's kind of good. It was good, clean, you know. You either liked the style of Phil Mickelson or you liked Tiger. And, you know, Tiger obviously more popular and the better golfer overall, although Phil go down is one of the great golfers too. They don't have that. I mean, you know, it started a few years ago. It's funny, Woody. And I'm looking forward to the tournament because I don't think anything can screw up the Masters. I don't. And It's one of the unique events that you watch. Now, listen, will more people probably watch if Tiger's in the final groups? Of course. More people, more eyeballs want to see. The ones that aren't hardcore golf fans do want to see that. But a lot of golfers. And listen, this LIV PGA thing, they can act like it's not a big deal and they're all bonding and the media, you guys make a big deal out of it. No, we don't. You guys don't like each other. You guys don't sit together. A lot of you guys have taken jabs at each other, and you don't just shake hands and say it's over and go out and eat dinner. I mean, it's pretty – everybody out there has pretty much said a lot of those guys don't like each other. Now, Freddie Couples has been the most honest about it, and Freddie, of course, is a senior player and has been, but because he's won a Masters tournament, he gets invited to everything, gets to play every year as long as he wants and as long as he feels he can compete and not embarrass himself out there. He's openly talks. He rips those guys. He's ripping them. And he went to the dinner. They have that dinner for all the champions, the past champions. And I'm looking, and let's be honest, a lot of people don't like Sergio Garcia. Not a popular guy. There's a lot of guys on both sides. People don't like, and Tiger had some guys jumped, and I saw that some of those guys have said, John Rahm said, yeah, since I left, Tiger won't talk to me or something. So yeah, it's real. And then I had somebody come up to me, and I don't want to get into names this morning, start, I hope a LIV golfer wins this. It's like, why? Like, is this turned into for people out there? Maybe it has. Maybe it stands for politics. Maybe it stands, a LIV golfer versus a PGA golfer. I mean, I don't know what side you're on. I do know one thing for sure, and some of the guys are starting to talk about it. That tour is a lot better when they're all playing together because LIV does have a lot of really good golfers. They have Rahm now. They have Koepka. They've got some guys that have won a lot of tournaments, Dustin Johnson. They've got some really, really good players on the other side. And the PGA still got, you know, their share of players. They need each other, though. Let's be honest. Let's be really honest for a second. If you went out to that event at Trump's golf course in Doral last week for LIV. If you went to that, and if you're a golf fan, and I'm guessing you're a golf fan if you went out to it, because they do have some of the best players. I'm guessing that if you remember when Phil and Tiger played every year, they were playing against each other in the Cadillac or the 200 names that the Doral tournament had. Those were some of the biggest crowds in the history of golf. Both those guys playing great. 1 year, Phil and Tiger played against each other on a Saturday and a Sunday, going back and forth. It was great. It was great. And then that crowd I saw out there, I mean, this is what happens, man. And by the way, the PGA numbers are down too. PGA numbers of going to tournaments, they even came out and said, we're down 20, 25% on this is not good what we're doing. And at the same time, the one group got a big fat check. A lot of those guys have been reported to get checks $200, $250, $300 million for jumping from one tour to the next. And money talks, man. No matter where that money's coming from, short of the Colombian cartel or Mexican cartel, they're taking it. So I'm kind of interested, man. But I don't want anybody on that tour to come out and say, you guys make a big deal about us, you know. No, you guys don't like each other. There's a lot of guys don't like each other. Money does this. Guys that said they wouldn't go to one tour that went to the other, that frustrates people. I'm guessing, you know, as I look at this, a lot of guys on the PGA Tour are pissed because they didn't get that check. They didn't get that big check that four or five of those players on LIV already have in the bank. Dustin Johnson, who's low-key. Koepka, who, you know, is one of the best players, especially in big events. Those guys got paid. John Rahm, what do you think John Rahm, who's one or two in the world, when he jumped, what do you think he got? So that's where we are, man. And so I'm looking forward to the Masters. I didn't mean to get all carried away here. 2 weeks out from the draft and the heat last night. Oh, my God. I was so excited to sit down. And my son came in from Dallas and like, oh, man, I couldn't wait to see this. And Dallas just there's a lot of things being said. You heard Spo earlier talking. I go back to one fundamental thing, and I actually, Ron Rothstein always talks about this, and we're going to have Ron on later in the show, former Heat head coach. It's interesting to me that, you know, everybody's, and Spo's talking about having the formula and knows what it takes, and he does, listen. And maybe they do turn it on, the playoff formula that he has, and when they do the formula and they play it the right way, it works. It works for us. I'll tell you a formula. When your two best players play like Kyrie and Luka did last night, one went for 25 and one went for 29. Luka had 29 and was in foul trouble and had to miss a bunch. Got three quick fouls last night. And Jimmy Butler had 12 and Bam had 8. And Tyler took a lot of shots and didn't hit a high percentage. If you really want to break it down, and then, you know, and Tyler's been really good. Jimmy Butler, 12 points, 5 of 8. Bam, 8 points. 3 for 13. So I don't know, like, I know the coach is making it like we need to keep playing these games. It's kind of urgency to get playing our best before whatever's going to happen. There's still an outside chance. They're most likely a play-in team, but there's
I think it's resting time, bro.
I don't know.
Well, sadly.
He didn't rest last night.
No, I know. Well, tired guys. Jimmy kind of rested, but but it is, I think it's time to rest and get ready for this thing. And, you know, you and I were just talking before we started here. It's tough to see something happening with this team. It just is, man. They are so wildly inconsistent.
Weren't they like this last year, though?
I know, but it doesn't.
They lost their first play-in game.
It just
last
doesn't
year.
Feel like this team is capable of making any noise. I don't, you know, I know they're going to prove us wrong again, but. You know,
well, then if you know that, then you're not sure what's going to happen.
It's tough. It's just tough to see it right now.
But you're right. You watch that last night and you're like, I can't get a read on this team. But I do know they've done it once. They got to be looking like everybody else going, you know, 2 through 8 outside of Boston has got the best record in basketball. Everybody's got a shot. Now Orlando's lost a couple of games in a row, and they're hanging on here. 76ers are smoking hot right now, but it's been up and down for everybody. It's just the Heat. Now 44-36 in that 8 spot. Going to be a tough one, even though, listen, they're playing a team they should beat twice if they want to. If they decide, if the coach walks in there, and by the way, I don't know if Spo has enough control over this or not for the Friday-Sunday games coming up to say, I want these friggin' games. I want you to treat them like playoff games. Now, they're going, well, they're not, coach. I mean, you can't lie to the guys. They know they're not. And if those guys have already somewhat checked out, like I'm getting ready for the play-in game, I want to get my legs back, and I don't know. I'm really curious to see what it's going to look like, how it's going to treat it. And Spo made it sound like we're going for it, though, man. We got to play our best basketball. We're going to be going for it here at the end. All right, we've got to go to break. We've got a lot of stuff going on, a lot of stuff to get to here that we'll be talking about this morning, including Saturday's spring finale, spring football. Gonna come, and for a lot of people going out there, what's again? I think it only holds 8,000 that they're gonna be out there, right? What do you have to tell me how that works? We'll come back and we can talk about that a little bit. But everybody wants to see the Cam Ward show. Everybody wants to see the Cam Ward show, and so boy, I recommend everybody gets a chance to go out there, besides all the parents and friends and everybody else, to see it. And I think they got a pretty damn good team. We'll be right back.
All right, how about a weather update brought to you by the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 77 degrees at the moment. No rain until this evening. Looks like there's a 40% chance of rain. It does look, however, Joe, that there's going to be a bunch of rain in Augusta this morning.
Well, I mean, things can't be perfect.
No, it's had thunderstorms and like 40-mile-an-hour winds.
Conditions got to be a little tough out there. Throw some wind in down on the course and a little rain and...
We just got to get Tiger at least started so we have a chance. Yeah. We don't want that back or whatever to tighten up, and he doesn't even try.
Well, he's going to try. Listen, he is, has been as good as anybody at that tournament, in court, including how many years? It wasn't that many years ago that he won.
That was it was 2019.
What a great story. Yeah, coming back after, jeez, getting it going. All right, so, hey, Woody, by the way, I'm never one to brag. Never one, but I got it. I told you what was going to happen.
You won.
The Marlins got one. They didn't get the first two, but they got the third one there.
I was thinking there was going to be a collapse late in that game and you'd be screwed, but...
It sure kept you around a lot longer checking late innings, didn't it?
I'm thinking of taking you to a Marlins game, one of those day games. I'll get you lunch out there at the park.
I don't mind doing that.
Celebrate with your Marlins.
How about this? Surprise. I don't mind doing that.
All right.
I don't mind. Yeah, Jake Berger hit a 3-run homer. Ends up being the difference in a game. Marlins come home 2-11 and have the Braves for 3.
Man, sounds bad.
What's that?
2-11?
No.
Sounds like the worst football team in the NFL.
2-11, but can I say with the
– there's a lot of games left.
Okay, there you go. You knew the line. By the way, one sport that doesn't lie, it's a long season. It's baseball.
Sure.
They think basketball's a long season with 82 games? How about 162 games?
They've dug themselves double a little that hole here, but
yeah. No question
we'll
about
see.
It.
We'll see. They'll bounce back, right?
Well, they can't play any worse than this thing started. It's just no way. Like over the next 13 games, it's hard for me to imagine they're going to go 2-11 again.
I'm going to be going to a bunch of games. So they have this kids program where you get this, they give you like a, looks like kind of like a credential.
Yeah.
And you have to stamp it 5 times. The 5th time you stamp it, you get a VIP experience. And they told us it's like you get to go on the field and play, you know, play with some of the players, something like that. Like after the season, sounded really cool. So needless to say, my son is very, you know, intent on getting all 5 of those things.
They're still giving away stuff with it,
too,
right?
They do. So every time you get it stamped, you get something. So, like, the first time we went over, you sign up because you have to do a new one every season. So we sign up. They gave them, like, this, like, Marlin bead necklace thing. I think the second thing's, like, a shirt.
It's great.
The next thing's, like, there's, like, 5 different things. And the 5th thing is that VIP experience. And so he's, like, we have to go to 5 games at least, so.
And you know,
we'll be going.
You know the thing about the Leons of the world, the young kids that want to go out there and just be out there for
the
experience.
He doesn't care if they're 2-11.
He doesn't care if they're 2-11. It's a good point.
By the
way,
man, I don't know if you want to do this Wednesday. We got your Giants are in town here. A little nooner action there.
Actually, I'm not going to be here, or I would have.
That's true.
You're right.
Maybe I'll go to that one. I'll go in your honor. I'll root for the Giants you, all right?
Do you
still root for the Giants? You root for the Giants, right?
It's almost a daily conversation about how they played the night before, to the point I have to look on the internet before I talk to my dad. It's going to come up.
And this is tough for you, too, because I know you're, like you said, you're not going to be here, but it says Marlins Senior Days. Fans 65 or older eligible to receive 2 complimentary tickets to select home games.
Oh, my God.
So we could have gotten 2 free tickets if I would have gone with you.
Damn, Woody. I didn't realize that. Would have changed the plans here a little bit or something. That's
we'll get you on next senior day.
It's pretty crazy. So I got to ask everybody out there, man. This bugging me. Went to bed on this one last night. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Some of my family's in town here. I got to ask, Woody, you already kind of told. How do you feel about the Miami Heat right now? I mean, they got kicked around pretty good last night. And I know, listen, Dallas came out and were knocking down threes like they were free throws, but even you diehards that get up early and, yeah, I love the Heat. And, like, I mean, it's 69-47 at the half. You know, you're down 22. Their 2 guys came out and you would have never known that they're already in the playoffs. There's no play-in for those guys. They're in good shape where they are with their record. Kyrie and Luka are just like, the Kyrie story is a great story. What he's doing, and he and Luka playing together. I didn't know if that was going to work. Hell, I was thinking those 3 guys couldn't play together that were actually friends in Brooklyn. Why the hell did I think Kyrie and Luka all of a sudden was going to work in Dallas? And it's worked pretty good. Matter of fact, last night they went for 54 points between them, and again, it's has nothing to do with the play-in. I don't know where their mindset is. I don't know. All I know is Jimmy Butler had 12 points and was 5 of 8 last night. Your best player, and Bam's been a little quiet recently. Plays hard. I got no problem with Bam, but last night, 8 points, 3 of 13. From the field. We'll have Ron Rothstein on later.
It's a regular season, man.
I know.
NBA regular season. So, look, I don't know what a lot of people think about the NBA regular season as far as a product, an entertainment product, but it's one of the worst.
So you're just going to go, all
this
right, play in. It's play just, in. Here
yeah.
we go.
There's a
play
lot
in.
Of blowouts.
All right, now we'll play. Now we're good. We're good. We don't fear Chicago. We don't fear Philadelphia. We don't fear Atlanta. We'll be fine. Whoever we play in the play in. We're good. We're good as a 7 seed. We're good as an 8 seed.
It's tough to see it. I get it after they lose by 100 last night. It's tough. But the regular season is just
– they just
could. It's all over the place,
yeah.
man.
No. And I know he's got some guys back, and, you know, and we'll see what he does as far as trying to get this. He made it sound like he knows the formula. He's put the formula together. It's the SPO formula. He's got it for the playoffs. If those guys will follow it, they'll have success again. And by, you know, they did last year. I don't know, man. It is a tough road. The play-in thing is just not easy. And saying that, to me, this is the worst and most inconsistent I've seen the East from a regular season standpoint. Outside of Boston. Boston's what, 20 games out in front of everybody else, damn near? Damn near 20, 17, 16 games. The rest of them, nobody scares you. Cleveland, no. Milwaukee, now that Giannis is most likely out for the maybe all the playoffs, first round, nope. Hell, even when they had them, they couldn't win games. They hadn't been that good. Orlando, scare you. Nothing against New York. Do the Knicks scare you? They've been one of the best stories that they're such a high seed. Great story for regular season. He don't fear the Knicks on the road or at home. You look at it. By the way, the one team that you probably don't want to play right now, besides Boston, how about Philadelphia? With everybody back, Joel Embiid came back, and not only did he come back, I mean, he'd been putting up numbers, you know, And so this thing will be really fun to watch. I would love, by the way, to see Boston and Philadelphia in the first round. I'm not so sure Philadelphia's not one of the two best teams right now in the East, you know, for seeing what they've done and where they are now, 10 games over 500. They've got Orlando and Brooklyn at home the next two games. But, yeah, so that was Spo talking about the formula and kind of switched it. And I'm not making excuses, but I know the playoff formula. And I know we got the players that will carry out the formula. And we can do it. So, anyway, saying all that, we'll see what happens. Ron Ross.
The good news is we don't have to, you know, wonder anymore because it's here.
No.
And we'll find out next week. So.
Hey, next week,
they can flip that switch. I guess they're going to rest guys. I would assume they're going to rest guys these last two games. I mean, I'm sorry if you're a ticket holder.
Oh, I don't.
And you know I'm anti-rest, but like this is probably the ideal time to do it.
If he finds out, I think most of those guys play in this game Friday night, tomorrow night. But you're right, Woody. If they're out of it and they're clearly in the play-in, I think he shuts down some of the guys.
What if something crazy would happen? What if Orlando has to lose like twice or something? We'd have to win twice. Like,
no, you're waiting on everybody else
now
to do your dirty work.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be crazy, but like here's the other thing, and we talked, it's like the thing with the kickoffs. It's like, how much would you blame the coach if something, you know, bad happens?
Yeah.
Right? You screw around in these last two games, and, you know, you got guys like Tyler Hero who's been injured the entire season who's finally getting
I would back to not his own. Be like, surprised at all to see Tyler Hero and also Jimmy Butler, maybe Bam, not play on Sunday. Not play. Would not be surprised to give them a couple extra days if they're going to be in this play-in thing, and he knows it. Well, they played the play-ins Tuesday or Wednesday is the first game. So, and try to give those guys a few days rest and see. I thought Jimmy had a little rest last night, actually, whatever that was, 5 of 8. I'll promise you this, Jimmy Butler won't have a 5 of 8 game once these playoffs start. He won't be looking to take 8 shots in a game. And Bam should never have 8 points, ever have 8 points. I don't care how many shots, he should just never – he's improved his game inside and out enough that we should never be talking about Bam having 8 points.
It's a tough deal because there's a big, big switch to flip here, man.
So we'll see, man.
Got to go from that to, you know, what they were last year. It's going to be tough, but.
Well, they were in the same boat last year.
Yes, they were.
They lost to Atlanta, right? It was Atlanta they lost to, and then they had to play Chicago just to get in.
And they were losing late.
And they were losing for 3.5 quarters. So, and then they somehow turn the switch on that you're not supposed to. You're supposed to be playing your best basketball or your best at your sport to really build up the big mo going in. And they didn't do that. They just turned on a switch. So, I don't know, man. Maybe this team just like, all right, Jimmy, how are you feeling, Jimmy? That's how we're feeling. Jimmy, you feeling it? Okay, if you're feeling good, then we're feeling good because we know you're going to be the leader of this charge. All right. So we've got a bunch of other stuff going on. Alan Poupart's going to join us from alldolphins.com. You know, Woody, if you really look at this thing in 2 weeks, I have no idea what they're going to do. I think Chris Greer could trade out of the first round. I think he could look to draft a little bit later in the first round. Be a little surprised if he moved up in the first round. But if he could pick up another top 100 pick or 90 pick, I'm not so sure that Chris Greer wouldn't jump out at 21. That because he's looking at this roster, and they need some key backups, and they still need a starter, to me, at one position. One position still needs a starter, not a guy coming back that they need a starter. They don't have.
Just remember what happened last time we screwed around with our first-round pick.
What do you tell me?
You end up with a lesser player. That's what, you know, the obvious thing that happens, right?
So they need, honestly, they haven't filled in the right guard position or the defensive tackle position. If we're really to be honest, and I know.
So people, you want to trade back so you can get both of them addressed?
Well.
Is that what you want to do? You want to address multiple positions by trading back?
Well, if he thinks he can get something.
Ugh.
I know.
Remember last time they did this, they ended up with Jalen Waddle instead of Jamar Chase.
Waddle's not bad.
He's not bad. Like, he's not Jamar Chase.
So that's the point.
Okay. Is that what you want? You want a guy who's not bad?
You can win with Jalen Waddle every day of the week. But he's not.
But if you had Jamar Chase, you wouldn't be like, oh, we need a third receiver.
Yeah. No. I got you. I got what you're saying. Yeah, but I look, and we can't start talking about backups just being starters. You can't do that. And so I believe we need not a right guard, just a right guard. We need a guy that can come in, and as soon as he signs his contract, you line him up at right guard. Or center, or one or the other, if you have to do that. And the other one, I don't know if this whole batch of defensive tackles equal, we've got Christian Wilkins now covered. For what he did for the team, we now have guys that can do different things that will add up. Like three or four guys will give you a Christian Wilkins. I don't know if they have that guy. Matter of fact, I'm guessing they don't, just to be a little more on top of this. I'm guessing that's not going to happen. We got to go to break here. Got a lot of stuff. Draft in 2 weeks, man. 2 weeks. We'll be crazy around here. So we'll see what the Dolphins end up doing, and we'll talk to Alan Poupart about it a little bit later on in the show. Ron Rothstein will join us a little bit later on in the show. And you got to help me out on the Masters a little bit. Even if you're just casual, give me some. I don't care if it's a LIV player or a PGA player. Who you like?
So they have pushed the first round, it looks like, here, due to this weather situation.
Yeah, it's gonna be in and out. It's fine. It might take a little while. And by the way, the other thing they said, because I guess some of the LIV players are complaining they because of the format now, they didn't get in. They felt more guys should have got in from the LIV. And that's really hard to do, and I'll tell you why. First of all, They don't even play four rounds. They play three rounds of golf. It's just weird to me. And by the way, make a hell of a lot more money than the other tour, which must just make those guys salty as hell that they're playing with a cut. With a cut. There's no cut in the LIV. Everybody gets a check. So we'll see what happens.
It's tough to watch as a fan, though. Even one of the players came out and was saying that it's just they've basically crapped on the fans.
Well, Rory McIlroy said it's not going to work.
And Rory's been all on that.
Rory's
one of the LIV guys that was like, it's enough already. Because I guess they've been trying to merge, right? And the merger probably is not going to happen.
I don't know what the key problem is with this. But, yeah, there seems to be a problem trying to how to divide up the Saudi money. And try to do it. Anyway, we got to go to break here. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. But I do want to take a moment to tell you about something very important. Yeah, low T and ED are very important. And if you have it, you want to get rid of it. I had it. It hit me. Folks, it hit me in my mid-60s. It just hit me. It hit me. And then I go, well, maybe next weekend. God, I'm tired. I was tired for a while, really tired. It's scary when you're driving home at 10 in the morning and you're dozing off. I'm like, what the hell is wrong? I wasn't sleeping well, noticed I was moody, didn't want to do anything, gained a bunch of weight. I did. And then on top of it, I also noticed I had another problem because with low T, you usually get ED. And boy, I'll tell you what, I was hoping that was going to come back, and it did not come back. Not until I had a nice visit and joined the Atlantic Men's Clinic team. And I will tell you, man, they will make a big, big difference quickly. You know, low T and ED can hit in your 40s, 50s, 60s. And boy, I'll tell you, when it hits, you're lost. Like, what the hell am I going to do, man? This is serious. So they can fix it and fix it quickly. That's the great part of my story. They'll do your lab work and have your results within 30 minutes. A Florida licensed medical provider will review your results with you, discuss your options. You'll make the decision together with the medical team. Your initial visit includes medical consultation, a T, and a PSA test. And if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Unbelievable results. 6 locations throughout South Florida. I go to the one over in Plantation, 877-455-7300. 877 855-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com. What a great time of the year, man. I cannot lie. I like them all. They're going to be fun. Panthers getting set for the playoffs. They've got a couple more games left, including Columbus tonight up in Broward. And the Heat have two games left with Toronto. We'll see how they treat these last two games. It's looking more and more like a plane unless they get some help. Some help. Somebody to take care of Orlando and Philadelphia 76ers. And then on top of all that stuff, we have the draft in 2 weeks. First round tonight. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll have first round. First round's a cool one, man. That's where you know most of the names. There'll be one or two you probably don't know. But I got to tell you, most of them come from big schools. Not all of them, but a lot of them come from the bigger schools, Power 5 schools, so you're aware of them. We have just overdosed people on the top six or seven quarterbacks, so you're aware of them. And now it's a matter of who's moving up and who's moving down. And if somebody is making a move, it's most likely because they like a quarterback, right? We've seen some teams load up on some draft picks and ready to make the move. And man, Woody, you said this before. It's so true. It used to be you missed on a first-round pick quarterback with a really high pick. You were done. Like, uh-oh. Well, I've had 2 years to realize my quarterback can't play. I'm done. And it would fall. That's not the case anymore. We've seen some guys stay around and actually seen guys go, I missed on a quarterback. We're going to draft another one next year. So we have seen that. And we saw that in Arizona, actually. So it does happen. But I really look forward to seeing what the Dolphins can do with the 21st pick. We haven't had a first-round pick in 3 years. This is a, right? We had the highest pick we had a couple years ago was three. Then last year we had a second-round pick and a third-round pick.
That was the penalty year?
Yeah, I think it was. I think that's why we – I think you're
right.
Is
that why we didn't have one?
Yeah. And we hit a home run on the third-round pick, and we don't know anything about second-round pick last year. Isn't that incredible? So Cam Smith was a second-round pick, and whatever school you want to say, he got in the Vic Fangio doghouse, or if you want to just say – you know, he's not very good, and we whiffed, and, you know, he's got a lot more time. I told you he's the luckiest guy on the team. The luckiest guy on the team as they go in for workouts ought to be Cam Smith. If he didn't get a wake-up call last year, because the guy everybody's blaming is gone, so good for him. It's the new start, right? It's a brand new start for Cam Smith. Gets to go in. I'm not saying he's going to start now because they went out and got a really good veteran corner to come in here, but – he gets a chance to get some playing time. Get as a third or fourth cornerback who'll probably play a lot, he's got a chance to show that he looks like a second-round pick out of South Carolina. He gets that opportunity. But the third-round pick, to be fair, Achane was a home run. And I got to be honest with you, I think a lot of it has to do with the way Mike used him. Outside runs, some creative stuff.
Do you think they look for a running back at some point in this draft? A Derrick Henry type?
It would be
right, because we're a soft team, apparently, according to everyone.
It would be a bigger body guy for sure. But Woody, I mean, the list before you get to running back is big. Now they're definitely gonna get some running backs, and they might be a seventh round pick. They might be a rookie free agent. So I wouldn't be surprised. Would not be surprised if they – by the way, more than one. They'll probably bring in two, maybe three guys they'll bring in for camp, for, you know, to see. And those guys will get to play a lot. We know in the three preseason games, those young guys get to play a lot of football because you're not going to play your key guys that much. Just it doesn't happen. But the Achane story, man, was a really good one. That was a home run third-round pick. Even with all the games he missed, his numbers were absolutely ridiculous that he put up. But, Woody, I go back to it. I spent way, way too much time looking at this. There's a lot of things they need. Lot of things they need. I don't know how you treat the edge rusher because they're talking about everybody out there thinks the Dolphins could take an edge rusher in the first round. And here's the situation with that. If you do that, and they may do it. I'm not saying you're crazy if that's what you want. I don't know how long Bradley Chubb's going to be out or Jalen Phillips. I have no idea. And you got Shaq Barrett also, obviously, a veteran guy who's still a pretty good player out of Tampa Bay. But we had four guys go down last year. And I know what they're thinking, man. They had everybody in the last 3 or 4 weeks, both sides, just you didn't have anybody. So do you grab one of those guys? They'll be in the rotation. Obviously, if you're a first-round pick, you're going to be playing some. But once everybody gets back, well, you got a lot of guys. And I just think you have bigger holes than that, but I don't think you have a right guard right now at all. I really don't think you have a right guard. And again, I'm not here taking shots at anybody. Rob Jones and some other guys are good players and did a nice job filling in. But you'd really like to get somebody in there, whether it's at center or guard, to come in and play. Just a guy you drafted that's got major upside, that comes in, that's kicked ass already, and get a guy in there would be ideal for me. For me. And that defensive tackle, I still think there's a guy in the draft that you can upgrade that position off all those guys you've taken. Again, nothing against all those guys and those names and all those players that have been part-time players or have had some starts. I get it. The experience is big and been in some good programs, good teams. But I'd rather go out and get my own guy. All right, 7 o'clock hour's coming up. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. 2 weeks from tonight, the first round of the NFL draft. That, hell, we'll be in the playoffs by then, too. We'll be sitting here talking about, most likely, about the Miami Heat, who got a tough road, man, if it's play-in. And, of course, Florida Panthers in good shape. Good shape. Who will open, what do we say, Woody? Most likely open with Toronto or Tampa Bay at this point. Right now, I want to talk to you about a winner out there, and hurricane season's right around the corner. And when Chev asked me to come over, the CEO of Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, said, hey, can you come by? And he wanted to show me around, show me the whole thing. It is really impressive. You know, usually they come out to you. I went out to see how this thing works. It's incredible. First of all, hurricane season's right around the corner, and I know what happens. Right before everybody starts making calls, you see the first one out there, it hits somewhere else, and you're going, oh, my God, we got to get that new roof. We got to get those windows. We got to get those doors. Well, listen, they've got some great deals going for you right now with quality people, the best materials, Impact Windows and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. And Impact Windows as low as $6 per month per window installed. I'm just trying to get your attention to pick that phone up and get started. Why they have some of these deals going on for you right now. They have all the big roofing materials, whether you're looking for a tile, shingle, metal flat, not a problem. They've got everything. They cover all of South Florida, Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. And the great thing about Loctite, Loctite takes care of permits. They have women in the office that do nothing but take care of permits and HOA approvals every day. That's a full-time job. And listen, you can't pay those people enough money to deal with that group. But I'll tell you what, they'll get it all done for you. They make it so easy. Again, just first-class, competitive prices to make sure. And the work is spectacular. It really is. And more importantly, you always get a hold of somebody. I like that. Call now, 954-500-LOCK. 954-500-LOCK. Loctite Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing. They're in West Broward, and they're ready to take care of you right now.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.